And now we say, as we do at the beginning of every episode of the Guyer Cook Report, good morning. Hey, it is April the 13th, but it's not Friday. So calm down. It's just a regular 13th. The Guyer Cook Report B2B Thursday. The show notes, you know, if you go to thegeyercookreport.podbean.com, you can get to the link of what I'm looking at right now. Anyway, the B2B Thursday is written about three tips that will, according to the post, guarantee your breakthrough on Instagram. And that's the promise that Atomic Reach is making in the blog post there. So let's go have a look at what that says. And the Atomic blog post about three tips to help your brand break through on Instagram, it will look like this when you go to the link. And the Suhash has written this post just recently, April 6th. It's not a new social media platform where teenagers can post their OOTD. Now, if you don't know what OOTD means, because I'll confess I didn't know, it's outfit of the day, okay? So if you got a new outfit, make it an OOTD, put the hashtag in there and put it on Instagram. Anyway, this post and short video posting social media site Instagram is a great platform for marketers to establish their brand and for outreach too. According to Instagram, they've got nearly 500 million active users every month. So in your vertical niche, where you align your brand to be on the brand's shelf in the grocery store, your box of cereal's got a label of, we're the best web developer in Milwaukee. Okay, you can get a web developer, you can hire Guy Cook, but we're in Milwaukee and he's not. I could be, but I'm not going to make that move. The figure that a quarter of the total population of the United States and a growing number globally is on Instagram. So there's about 4.2 billion posts every day at some place you want to be. And the two questions that you need to answer, number one, of course, what does an excellent B2B Instagram campaign look like? And then the second one, what are some of the best practices for your B2B campaign to succeed? So if you're in business to business, and we'll pick on Edinburgh Dusters, he's not here right now, but I would think of him as having a business to business venture as well as business to consumer. Because there's going to be businesses that are like property management businesses, something there in Edinburgh, Scotland, that may contract with Edinburgh Dusters to do office cleaning, perhaps. Instagram might be where you'd want to put in, this is the staff of the office building that I clean up every Friday. Let me clean your office too, something like that. Cool. Identifying and knowing what the invitation limitations are for Instagram is important. Post perfect pictures. Give this a look. There's a link there to linkvistadigital.com, the parent site for Patrick. And give that Patrick Penuncillon. Yeah, we'll just call him Patrick for short. Oh, boy. Let's have a look back at the show notes, because that's all we're going to say about the Instagram issue. And when we look at the show notes, if you scroll down just a little bit, you'll see that I've added some, I guess you call it gravy on the potatoes, about what are the five biggest misconceptions about using Instagram for business. It's important that you take a look at that. Post two, the five misconceptions, I'll read them real quick. It only works if you sell visual products. Not true. It only works for big brands. Not true. Or a misconception. It only is for posting photographs. Not true. Results can't be measured. Not true. There's a number of statistics ventures that you can do. Instagram can sell your photographs. Now, when they first started up, there was a thing in the privacy policy that people were concerned, oh, I'm not going to put a picture in there because Instagram will sell it. It'll be theirs. Not true. So use those two links that I've given you, the five biggest misconceptions, and the first one, which is the three ways to break into Instagram and make it succeed in your B2B campaign. And I'll tell you, I've started a little bit of testing on Instagram. It works. Okay? I can see a light in the tunnel. It's not a train coming, as the joke goes. The Guyer Cook Report questions, it's another part of B2B, or maybe perhaps B2C even, and business to consumer, I mean. The Guyer Cook Report questions is a way to improve your brand's recognition, to give people a better look at what you do and how you do it, and who you do it for. By picking five questions out of those 27, so we'll set up an interview to do a podcast right here on the Guyer Cook Report. That's right. So if you want to work on visibility, maybe make that video into a link that you could share on Instagram, just as a what if. Okay. Planning session guide, right below that in the show notes. Let me scroll that up a little bit so you can see it better. There's a little thing that it says home pages are not landing pages, and we all know that. The web developers in the audience are going, duh. So the bottom line, give that a look. The planning session guide, I just rebuilt it so it works good on mobile. The text is all readable. The patron on Podbean link is right next to it. I just caught my eye, so we'd appreciate it if you could be a patron of this show. If you're watching us on YouTube, then give us a subscription. We have a show Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific time in Seattle. Somehow you can see a little emblem of the Space Needle in Seattle, kind of our brand recognition. And thanks to being a patron. The patrons are out there supporting our show now, and there's a start to that process. We thank you each and every show for being a patron and offering your support. It gives us a sense that maybe we might be doing it right, providing content that works for you because you're important. Thanks to Edinburgh Dusters, like I said before, we'll give them two shout-outs today. Fraser Ramsey is the guy, one Thursday afternoon, just in passing, says, hey, what about if you did the Guyer Cook Report? No, I think originally he said, let's do the Cook Report. Well, if we call it just the Cook Report, if you go to Google and search for just the Cook Report, I'm up on page like 27 or something. It doesn't work. So we became the Guyer Cook Report. Well, thanks for Fraser for getting that adventure started. Thanks to Eileen Smith of Basic Blog Tips. If you got a blog, check that out. She told us about Screencast-O-Matic, which the software that we use in Windows to record the show with every day that we do an episode. And thanks to Friends Just Chatting. In fact, I just saw Kelvin a moment ago in Friends Just Chatting over on appear.in, and I suggested maybe he could do the episode and something about Rust, and he begged off, and I said, that's fine. So maybe we'll talk him into it another time. Listen to the latest podcast content, the Guyer Cook Report audio. It's on Spreaker, as I'm showing you there in the notes, and it's also, we're on iTunes. A long time ago, months and months ago, there was a thing that was on Blab, and it was a guy that talked about podcasting, and I said, well, what's the one thing that you cannot leave off the list of things to do? And he says, putting your podcast on iTunes. If you're doing a podcast about whatever, have it be listed on iTunes. It's a got to do it, and I agree with him. There's a link there to see us on Pinterest. On Reddit, we share the link there. Follow us on Twitter. Find us on Facebook. Oh, and sign up for the newsletter. There's every Friday. I guess tomorrow would be Friday, right? So every Friday we get a newsletter rounded up that's a wrap-up of the previous week's episodes. So if you say you weren't here Tuesday and you want to know what the SEO tips were for Tuesday, you can go to that link and in your email you'll get the newsletter. It's powered by MailChimp, works very well. There's a subscription button there for FireTalk to participate in the Geier Cook Report. You'll get a, I think it's an email, someone said once, that they get an announcement that, we've gone live. And as a subscriber, you'll get a note for that. There's a link for the podcast episodes on your cell phone with the Podbean mobile app. And it works on Android, works on iTunes. The link is right there. But remember, if it's not tested, it doesn't work, just like we say at Vita Main Hosting. Share our content, if you would, please. There's a link to do that with there, because we've got a WordPress-powered blog. And as I scroll back up to the top, thanks for joining us today on the Geier Cook Report B2B Thursday episode. We'll see you tomorrow. On that note, I'm going to say those three famous magic words. That's right, Kelvin. It's a wrap.